This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And headlines brought to us today by Rosling Electric. Rosling Electric. So let's begin with this. There is a woman by the name of Yvette Ferguson. She's 71, and she broke a record. She set a world record for the oldest person to be set on fire on camera.
My God.
And she is 71. She's
in. Is this voluntary? Or?
Yeah, like an OnlyFans or Cam Soda.
Was it a subway in New York?
No, she was in.
Eat Fresh.
On camera in Final Destination, and she gets burned to death.
Oh, the new one, yeah.
The sequence of the film.
You seen the trailer for the new one? It's coming to theaters first.
Theaters.
Festers, as your autocorrect would say.
And she plays Mrs. Fuller, who is burned to death along with others as part of
the opening. Oh, you just ruined the spoiled
scene.
It.
Spoiler.
So she is, how old is she again?
71.
My God. Man.
Talking
is
about.
Is that her, like, so many questions. Like, is that her stunt of choice being set afire, I wonder? Like, when you're a stunt person, like, do you specialize in certain stunts more than others?
She's played in
I'm good at flipping cars, guys.
Other movies like that. She did an episode of Midnight Mass, and in Child's Play 2019, she did that. And so she's had a history of being a stunt person.
She ever played a man, I wonder? Like, you know. Michael Myers getting burned up one time was her, maybe, or something.
That's her right here.
I don't think I'd recognize her, though, Paige.
That's how Kane Hodder burned himself real bad. He was doing in a demonstration.
Oh, man, yeah.
Fire.
Oh, Kane.
For an article. I'm going to look her up because I haven't seen her yet.
So Final Destination Bloodlines, it hits the theaters on May 16th.
Bloodlines.
So it's coming out pretty soon.
Whoa.
I was watching the trailer on that, and it looks interesting.
Roman Reigns is in this one a bit.
Oh, God, yeah. She's getting, like, burned all to hell. How do you even control that?
Because
it's all over her body.
All over her body, like Richard Pryor.
And that's, look, I don't know movie magic, but you can't fake that, right? Like, it's real fire.
Well, let's go to the expert page.
Well, you can, but usually if you want a good stunt, you make it as real as possible.
Hey, here's
so
a question.
It's believable.
So now that men and women are both actors, was that lady there a stunt man?
Oh.
She can be whatever she identifies as.
Oh, but you know what I'm saying. Like, actress.
Stunte.
It disappeared. Actress disappeared during Me Too. And I'm fine with it. I don't care. It's just one of those things I'm observing. And I wonder, like.
It's not offensive if somebody says, are you an actress? No.
But is she a stunt woman? A stunt person? Stunt man?
She's a stunt woman.
Like the other day, I wanted to take a picture. I was like, you know what? This person didn't ask to be a meme. But it was a woman, quite clearly, doing the stop, go, flip around. Right in front of a sign that said men working. And I'm like, I feel for you. Should say people working, does it not?
Yeah.
Should.
should.
Well, I mean,
people working.
I don't think it's derogatory.
You shouldn't even say working, to be honest.
It's not putting
people
her down.
People standing here holding a sign and texting.
To say that she's a stunt man. Because she wouldn't be a stunt man. She would identify as a woman. And then the fact that she goes out and does it as a woman in the at 70, when your bones can break and you can have problems.
She might have osteoporosis.
Do Brooks and Dunn ever do Hard Working Woman in concert?
You know what? I did see where Ronnie had to take a break and leave the concert early recently.
Why?
I can't remember if it was exhausting or what.
Probably a hair appointment.
He couldn't do the whole show.
Well, that can happen. Well, here's a story about...
I had to do that two or three weeks ago on a show. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, I don't feel good right now. I need to throw in the worst stuff.
It just said he was feeling ill. This was April the 3rd in Indianapolis.
People get sick.
Oh, they were doing Boot Scoot Boogie when he had to quit. He walked off mid-song.
I know.
Does he have chest pains or something?
Yeah, it just said illness, but that you could tell that was toward the end if they were doing Boot Scoot and Boogie.
It says here he had to go to get his deer. Screw it. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
Well,
that was the Lord correcting my tongue, saying, "Don't say that joke. Don't you do it. I'm gonna mess with your tongue."
I have another story with a 70-year-old man this time.
Now we're talking.
Well, he crashed through the gates at Jennifer Aniston's house on purpose.
Oh.
So.
That poor
this
girl.
Happened yesterday afternoon.
She ain't looking for no drama, and she keeps getting it.
She's so sweet.
Wow.
She seems to be.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I don't know anybody. Has she ever had any former employees or coworkers say, you know what, she's a bitch?
Never heard that about her, like, when you read everything, but smokes like a chimney.
Smokes like a... I have heard that.
I think that could be said about anybody.
No, I mean, literally smoking cigarettes.
No, but I mean, if someone says you're a bitch, it just means...
Don't call me a bitch.
No, if you call me one, I'd say, well, it's probably because I've got my nose to the grind and I'm doing my job and I'm thinking of where I'm going to be at the end. So I may be a little bitchy and a leader.
Yeah.
I'm not a follower.
But she lost her daddy too. Victor Kiriakis passed away.
That's right. The great John Aniston.
Yeah.
So if a woman's called...
I always would think John Aniston, and I always think of John Astin.
Yeah, Adam's family.
Adam's family. I always.
I don't want to sound like a stupid ass.
Well, I just did it for you.
So if I work with someone and she was kind of like not trying to be my buddy, I would just think, well, she's. I wouldn't think she was.
Oh, women are the worst about that.
But you can say
they'll undercut each other.
You know what I'm saying, fat boy? You know how people are.
I know exactly, but it's also that thing of, well, people say, well, I identify as an introvert. And you got to, like, that's almost like a sexuality now. Like, you go, oh, okay. Oh, you're an introvert. Okay, all right.
I identify as a different
Or like approach. On Tinder, when it picks out your personality, there's like 50. I never chose one. Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
Personality Normal? Profiles, because I'm an empath.
Regular?
But I'm introverted and extroverted at
I can
the same
be an
time.
Introvert when I don't want to be around people. I can be an extrovert when I'm drunk.
Yeah. People can be very introverted in different ways. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very secretive about some things. And
oh, yeah.
You know.
Talking about belly buttons, right?
No, you're not Scorpio.
I'm a Taurus. Okay. My mom was a Scorpio.
My mom drove a Taurus, so that's interesting.
My mom was a Scorpio. My dad was a Gemini, which is the worst combination to have together.
She talked about the American Gladiator.
Oh, my Morris. God. He was great on that documentary.
Yeah, that was a good doc on Netflix. Yeah. Go watch it.
He favors that of Ron Simmons a little bit.
Wait till about 9:55 a.m. Eastern time, then go watch it.
So back to the story. Jennifer Security held the man at gunpoint until police could arrive, and they were expected to book him on a felony charge of vandalism last night. So they seem to think it wasn't an accident, although it's not clear why he decided to do that.
Book him, Jano.
She's got, apparently, and I believe it, on guard security at all times. Like, think about that kind of life. Well, you have to.
Did you see that Kamala was out in New York City Sunday night, her and Doug?
Uh-oh.
And they're still entitled to Secret Service for the first 6 months after the election. Hmm. They had 7 bulletproof SUVs.
7?
Blocking the streets off, yeah. So they got, some flankers and some decoys. Because they mix it together when you don't know which one she's in.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, you were entitled to Secret Service only for 6 months after.
I would hope that you would get it, though.
Well, you get the minimum. Well, we saw Trump took away some details and some briefings. So I didn't know, that it was a courtesy. I didn't know presidents could take away Secret Service details. I thought those were, that was just a perk of being a president. you know, like daily briefings, Secret Service details. Like, I didn't know that was something that could be taken away.
I didn't either. I don't know. I mean, I don't. I will say, as someone who, but some of the stuff he's taken away, I don't agree with. But then again, it's stuff that I don't necessarily know. I know a lot of the. I will say one specific one that I think just got cut checks like it was running out of. And then they would also have the gall to keep. Let's not go into all
that. Elon was talking about that. There were checks not accounted for, not coded.
Checks not accounted for, but yet the same people who would do charitable drives and telethons and such to try to get even more money. And I'm like, this is does not make sense. And I appreciate somebody for standing up and saying it.
And the amount of these checks were ridiculous.
Damn ridiculous. I mean, as a nation, like in our own state, we're missing $2 billion. So imagine the nation running. I mean, phew. So, yeah, I don't understand. A lot of it I don't.
There are 20 million dead people getting money. Social Security, that had passed away.
You see what three states most of them come from, though. And that's not, that just shows you, like, the people on guard in that state are part of the problem, I feel.
I don't know as far as what your mother goes, if you've gotten that far yet, but when my dad passed away, they're like, this is done, like, immediately.
I mean, you have to fill out the paperwork and maybe... Due diligence, it's up to the family to do that, to make sure that that's taken care of.
Which is odd, because as soon as that death certificate hits, Social Security knows it. Like, they pick up on it, and like, that's done. So the fact that there are that many people that are still getting money, very odd.
Funny you say that, because I have a meeting this afternoon to look such as things as. Yes. That's the, you know, I will be very honest with you. This is the, it all sucks. But that's a part where I'm just like, oh, God.
The tedious administrative stuff.
And everything goes through probate and takes about a year. It's a long time.
I'm not even looking for anything. Yep. It's just the fact that now I have to, like, go into her, I mean, my childhood home, too, but, like, I have to go into her home now and, like, process her life, essentially.
But
itemize
it.
I know.
Assets and everything have to stay until it's. But, decided unless like, you, unless
she had
she
to do
will.
It for hers, and they had to do it for theirs, and then mine will do it for mine. When
very odd you have to go
long
through
time
that.
From now though.
Very odd you have to go through that process, even if you do have a will, which is kind of defeats the purpose of.
Yeah,
it depends on if it's itemized down to the T, then it might go faster, but generally it takes a while, and then they give you all the stuff, and you have to decide what you're going to do with your family, who gets what.
You already know how the hell it works.
I got a receipt last week, and I'm like, okay, cool, thank you. That's like fast processing. I mean, really, that's some fast processing paperwork.
I mean, they want to wrap that stuff up or try too quick.
Oh boy, you ain't kidding. Like you know, insurance is like, okay.
I tell you, if you work at a funeral home, you got a great balance of trying to figure out how to be. You know, show some sympathy and empathy, and then handling business at the same time. I couldn't do
without
it.
Without question. I mean, I've said that. They didn't give me no discount or anything, but just because they're local, Wood Mortuary in Greer, I mean, that's the same one we used for my dad, but like, I mean, we're just relaxed and like, not chill, but like, you kind of forget in the moment that you're there for a very sad reason. Mm-hmm. They're just very accommodating. So, I told him afterwards, I said, this is where customer service matters more than anything. Y'all nailed it.
It's not like that time.
Buy some ads with us now.
It's not like the time where you had a private party and, you know, the person kept asking you for payment. Like,
go ahead.
Finish. At the party.
Go ahead.
Constantly.
Say the whole thing, though. I don't want to laugh over it.
I'm not familiar with the story.
There was a party, you know, at a restaurant. And as soon as it kicked off, you know, payment was requested each hour until the party was over.
It was a party that I threw, and you know, when the party starts, that's when you go start partying. But dudes over there, like, all right, I'll take a check and you can write it. I'm like, dude, I'm good for it. Like, we all here. Like, this place is packed. And he's like,
was he afraid that you would just skip?
Oh, he was drunk as hell.
Okay,
right, fat boy. He was schnockered.
Did this person have a bad experience before?
I'll say this person had an experience with somebody else we know later.
Oh, okay.
But that wouldn't have had any bearing on that event.
No, because I'm way different than that other person.
We could have told him, though, when you involve that other person, you ain't going to get that money.
No.
Especially when I saw it going right into the front pocket.
Paige even got it right. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean it bad, But you nailed that one.
Right when I saw it going to the front pocket, I'm like, it's going to stay there for a bit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was like, man, you messing up my buzz now, talking about money and stuff. We good for it. All right. You text me and I'll tell you who I'm talking about. 1-800-774-0093. It is the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
During all that, I neglected to read this email to you to find out if you thought it was okay. We were going to talk about other stuff. So I'll just read it now. And to me, in my mind, there's no harm, no foul on this, but we'll find out. Dear Saviors of Radio, I think this would be a fabulous idea for a Mattman's conspiracy mystery, but not sure it would be politically correct. Anyway, I work with this guy who's Korean. We were talking one day, and he says he doesn't wear deodorant because Koreans don't have the gene that causes armpit odor. I looked it up, but like everything else on the internet, people disagree. Didn't know if you could ask P1 Lopper.
Lopper. Okay.
I hope you would read this because I'd like to play it for my coworker. I have been trying to get him to listen to TRG. And when I read the end of this, I was like, what the hell? And then it makes sense because it's something I brought up a couple of weeks ago. He signed it Kits, which Kits. You remember from that. People were signing that in my yearbook at the time, and I'm like, what the hell is this? Hey, keep in touch this summer.
Yeah.
Kits. Nice.
And that's from P1 Dean Travelers.
Hey, girls just want to have fun.
Coincidentally, Looper, Lopper, whatever you want to go by. If you are listening, call in on that. I do not know. I did Google it, to be quite honest with you. And this says most East Asians and almost all Koreans don't have the gene called ABCC11 responsible for armpit odor.
I think I got double. I think I made up for what they don't have.
Really?
Yep.
I clearly have none in me.
I don't wear deodorant anymore, so I don't have a rash. So it fixed the rash, But you know that like the trade-off is, yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's like onions.
You just got to use the aluminum-free one, right?
It's like an onion. I ordered some of that. I don't know if it's going to affect the smell or not. But am I still going to get a rash? Like, what gave me the rash?
Probably the underhanging skin.
Nah, like, it's not really, like, it's not that. Like, there's fat there. It's not really a pit. It's just like a fat spot.
Right.
But I don't know what the smell is. It's like onions. Like, you would get hungry if I picked my arms up.
No, I wouldn't either. I hate onions. It might make me want potato chips. Is that lopper?
No.
It's not?
Hang on.
I think it's lopper. This is his new name.
He's your cut. You text him. Hello? Wobble House.
This could be like Big Brown when he accidentally...
You want eggs, two grits?
Spelled his name wrong that time.
Is it him?
Yeah, it's him.
Okay.
P1 Lopper. That's your new nickname, by the way. Tell Cindy we said hello.
Hey, Cindy. How you doing, Cindy?
Cindy Lopper. So, are you familiar with this? For those that don't know your background, that's where you were born.
It makes a lot of sense because they do have... That was one of the biggest things that Koreans were infatuated with me when I went there is because I had hair. Like on my arms.
Other places too. Marms.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but it is true that Koreans do have less body hair, which in turn would lead to the pheromones and less body odor. Oh. So there is some truth to it, but I did not get any of that because, well, I'm not Korean.
Well, I just meant you know the history of and such. You're my go-to when it comes to that.
Doesn't he have dual citizenship? Can't you go back, like, and be a resident?
I don't think that they would. Well, they might let me back if I talk to the Ministry of Education.
You'd have to. Okay. I can't speak Korean, so I don't know what you'd say to him, but... I'm sure
not going
to
try.
I can't try.
I just would be talking karate only. That's it.
I can say acai. That's about it.
When was the last time you were there?
Oh, my God. 91?
Really? I thought you'd been back since.
No, I've tried, but it's not feasible. But if I did, that would be a great example. I could do a beta test and find out, you know, who stinks and who doesn't.
Thank you for that. We need that. Stinky or not.
God, that's something that, like, I never knew that at all. That's incredible. Now, I'm looking it up on Google, and, like, just like anything else, they're saying, oh, it's not everybody, but it does say that people that lack that gene, the ABCC11, produce less earwax and have less underarm odor. Yeah, so maybe like more than just the armpit stink, is what I'm saying.
Dude, is that the gene or is that the blood code for Mortal Kombat on Sega? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. If it was up, down, down, left, left, right, right, BBAA, select start, I would know. Oh, listen to the pretty birds.
Oh, that's pretty.
Are they mating?
Oh, actually, you know, Francisco, the cardinal?
Yeah.
That was visiting has babies in a nest on our front porch.
I've never seen cardinal babies.
No way.
Neither have I. And every time I try and get close to it, Mama Cardinal lets me know.
Yeah, she won't let you near there.
Do you know they got birdhouses? You know, the other half goes against the window so you can see through it and you can see everything that's going on.
That seems invasive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Spying on the birds.
Hey, yeah. do you know how I can attract hummingbirds? Because I've had a feeder for 2 weeks.
You need to put the right kind of food, like the sugary water.
Yeah, it's full. They will not find it. And this.
Well, they hadn't migrated yet.
I thought they had. Like, it was the season already.
Well, they are, but you know, maybe your water's not sweet enough.
Do any cats or predators?
You mean to come spit in it? Type two.
What page said, do I have any cats? Like, it's up here. It's not laying on the ground.
Well, it might be a deterrent.
Hummingbird's not going to be like, I'm going to fly to that.
You're smarter than you think. Get the cats out of here.
The squirrel's not going to jump on it.
They see predators, they're gone.
Bye. God, that sounds good. That could be you doing that for all I know, but it still sounds good.
It's probably like a sound effect on his phone like Big Brown does.
He's got bird sound effects.
Yeah.
Korean birds.
That's probably the female cardinal.
Oh, yes.
The females are the
Ask
red ones.
Ask her if she knows who's going to be Pope, right, by chance.
Females are not the red ones.
I thought the females were the red ones.
But is that, you're talking about Russians, right? I don't know.
Is there a Russian Pope?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think so.
At all?
Are there birds in Korea? We have so many questions.
There are lots of birds. Swans.
What about pandas? Do they exist?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's interesting because I never saw a panda when I was there. Boom. But I did see a freaking monkey.
All right.
Probably walking around
the
street.
Did you pet the monkey?
No. I got bit by the monkey trying to pet it.
I remember this, yeah.
Yes.
Dr. Watson was his name.
Oh, you're thinking of that awful show on HBO.
Was it a chimpanzee or a macaque?
Thankfully, it was not a macaque. It was a Reese's.
Oh,
monkey.
So cute.
Yeah.
Like the cup. You don't want to get bit by macaque, but a Reese's monkey sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you want to avoid the macaque bite.
I don't know if
I
want to see your macaque.
Yeah. Well, good.
Probably brought one back
with
him.
Wow.
See, is that the bird?
That's the bird.
Bird's got emphysema.
Is that the bird? That bird has COPD. I hear it. Poor cardinal.
Get that bird a damn breathing treatment now.
Who is that? Lou Brock laughing in the background? What's going on?
I'll go get the albuterol real quick.
The bird's got bronchitis.
He's got asthma. Asthmatic bird.
Luper, thank you for the contribution. That was solid. We appreciate that, sir.
Nah. Solid hail, okay?
All right, man.
Thank you, Tim.
See you, brother. Tim Lauper, everybody. He's now known.
He's got the birds on cue. Whenever he's on the show, they know to start doing their
I've
bird
been
noises.
To his house. I mean, that's it, where it's nestled. There is a lot of trees.
It glorious.
And it does sound pretty. Like, if I drink coffee, I don't. But I would maybe have a Red Bull on his back porch in the morning. It'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Let's sit back there and
get you pepped up.
Smells like a polecat out here. What is
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What's going on? Oh, I love watching women do yoga.
Oh, no.
I'm doing that now, live. From callrob.com, distracted like hell. Callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on May the 6th. Be with you. Happy birthday. Or what, Paige? We don't know where she's at.
Suck it. Yeah, only that chick who could bounce a quarter off them.
Like, the cameraman knows what he's doing. He's like, yeah, turn this way toward the camera so we can look right down your shirt when you do the downward dog.
I love camera. I love pervy cameraman.
Well, I think he was just doing that in an artsy look, but like it was clearly like a down shirt.
Oh, you remember the cameraman from the Olympics?
Camera people, how dare we?
Well, the one from the Olympics was a dude catching hell because when the swimmers would, the divers would take their little shower, they had like thong bathing suits.
When I used to,
he zoomed in.
Well, that's impossible when you cover gymnastics and such now, but whenever I would go on that weekly show on Channel 7, the talk show, all their camera people were women. How about that? Aha!
Remember the one camera guy we knew from a different network? He would just, every time he'd see us, he'd kind of like act the filthiest he could because...
Because he never gets to.
Yeah.
Like, he never gets to hang out with any members of the so-called media and get to be like dirty like he is.
The stuff he would say was...
It was like, it was like he's coming over for a sleepover and he gets to be a different person. That was fun. I love that guy. I think he moved out of the area now.
This is...
He had warrants.
This is Round Ball Rocket. Is coming back to the NBA on NBC next season. It is Chris Paul's birthday.
Oh, clever there.
Of the San Antonio Spurs.
Well,
they showed a video of Pop yesterday with Tim Duncan. And I think Ginobili was with him. Greg Popovich.
Popovich.
He had a stroke last year. He had to quit coaching.
Yeah.
Well, they say he's going to run the team, like president of basketball operations. He looked bad yesterday to me. I don't know if he couldn't really stand up on his own.
Damn.
And he kind of had some slurred speech. I don't know if he can, like, work.
That's what I like.
It's probably an emeritus title type thing. Situation.
Talking about Kareem at the Dodgers game. Like, oh, man. Like, that broke my heart. That was so, this is so sad to see. You can understand why older people, like, they don't ever go out in public anymore. But then you got some who, like I think about the last time I saw Kurt Russell. No, the dad. I can do this.
The dad of Kurt Russell?
Yes. I can do this.
He was an actor.
Yes.
I know that.
Kurt Russell. What's his dad's name? Anyway, he was...
Big Kurt.
No, I'm wrong here. shoot. Older guy, did a lot of westerns. He recently
died. Hopalong Cassidy.
No. Nope.
Chuck Connors.
He was on the Oscars or something in a wheelchair, and he was real bad shakes and trembling with his words. And I was like, oh, you shouldn't have... Kurt, I think, is his first name. Maybe I'm wrong with the Russell. Never mind.
I didn't know Hopalong Cassidy played.
I don't even
know
how to Google what I just said.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is 34.
CP3 from Wake Forest University.
35.
Remember, Chris Paul has been around a bit, and this is a big one for old CP3.
40.
Yep, 40. Don't know what his plans next year are going
to
be.
Greatest athlete to ever go to Wake Forest. Your answer? It's a quite easy answer.
I'd probably have to say Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, my man. Good boy.
He invented a drink.
Yep.
I don't have a song for her, but it is a precious birthday. Not talking about the dog from Buffalo Bill's famous well. Talking about the actress. Precious, give me back my dog.
You're not talking about Jimmy Jam Garvin's girl.
Oh, no. We're talking about Gabourey Sidibe.
Did she do, I don't keep up. She go on to do anything after Precious? Not like a sequel, but.
Yeah, she works steady. Paige watches American Horror Story. She was on there.
Yeah, it's a good show.
She looks like she, 42? Or also 40?
She looks like old girl.
I'm going to go 40 also.
Old girl, some take her to prom.
Oh,
that's what she looked like to me. You know,
oh, Lord.
You know,
oh, Lord.
Yeah, she's 42 because Paige just went brain dead.
Yeah, 42. Yeah, I was just thinking. I was going to say 45, but you're right, 42.
Do you know this theme song?
Yes, ER.
It is the birthday of one Dr. Douglas Ross.
Is that Clooney?
It is Clooney.
All right.
It was currently on Broadway. They're saying that...
At the beach?
No, God, probably ain't on his birthday. They're saying, like, some of the top grossing Broadway plays right now are the one Clooney's in, Good Night and Good Luck. And Denzel and Jake Gyllenhaal are doing Othello. And the tickets for that are $1,000 a piece to see those two.
Remember
on stage.
That big – there used to be a thing in Hollywood where if you made it to movies, you would never step back down to doing TV. But then it was like theater was looked down as a step below that. But now – It's bypass TV, go straight to the theater.
They seem to do everything now.
That's the gay influence. I don't know.
From Augusta, Kentucky?
I meant happy, not... from Augusta, Kentucky? They have an Augusta as well, huh?
They do.
Happy dad lame.
George Herman Bill Clooney II.
I can't decide if he's in his 60s or not, but I got to say that he is. I'm going to go 61 for Roger Maris, Paige.
62.
George Clooney is 64.
I'll be dad lame. 64 for Impala.
Let's, I don't have this theme song.
Tame Impala.
But the show is called Touched by an Angel.
Oh, God.
My mom used to like that show.
It was a good show.
Well, both the stars are dead.
Especially toward the end. Nope. Not the main star, Roma Downey.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the show Jennifer Love Hewitt was in? That was like that. Was that?
Ooh, I don't know.
It was like Touched by an Angel kind of something.
Nell Carter was in Touched by an Angel, right?
No, that was...
It was Della Reese. It was one of these.
The one who cussed real bad in the Harlem Nights movies. That was like a big eye opener for me, because Della Reese was always like on 80s sitcoms and stuff. Real,
yeah.
Family friendly, and then you remember her from that movie, and then when you see Harlem Nights, you're like, damn, the mouth on that woman.
I believe she did pass away.
Roma Downey, I would say, is 66 years young.
69.
Oh, you're close. She's 65 years old today. This gentleman interviewed...
Kiss my ass, Texter. Is it Tammy Impala? I didn't know. Tame Impala? I can't... Kiss off.
Hey, meet up at Sky City. Text him now.
Give me, Paige, give me your tulip rings. I'm going to go whip this guy's ass.
He interviewed Mo Howard when he was a teenager.
Oh, Hold on. It's America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yep.
And he went into, we interviewed him. He was awesome. He did Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
Give me the initials.
TB.
Tom Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron's birthday.
My second guess was going to be tuberculosis.
That's a funny story. He just called up. He found out where Mo Howard was living, and he just called it up. And
they were living, and back then they had nursing homes for Hollywood stars. Quite probably depressing, but nice that they did it for him.
Yep.
Tom Bergeron. God, he's got to be 80.
81.
Tom Bergeron is a big one. 70 years old today.
Good gracious. My bad, Tom.
We were way off.
He's never
going to
come on the show again.
Good-looking dude, man. And when he was a teenager, you could tell he kind of sounded the same he does now.
Well, that's weird. You've looked up pictures of him as a kid.
This gentleman discovered Glenn Frey when he was in a high school band. They were good buddies up until his death. And he stopped touring himself because he was always sick. The song's called Rambling Gambling Man. His initials are BS, but he's not. It is Bob Seger's birthday.
Damn. He discovered who?
Glenn Frey.
Damn.
Yeah. They were good buddies.
You know, it was easier to do that when there were less people in the world, population-wise. Like, you see all these famous people went to high school together. Because there were less people here. It was obvious that if you lived in Beverly Hills, somebody from that school, whether it be nepotism or talent, was going
to
go big.
Do you know who Don Henley lived with, who brought him to Los Angeles before he met Glenn Frey?
Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence. Kenneth Rogers.
No.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They probably did psychedelics together. Kenny Rogers was on them.
They ate fried chicken together.
Well, they probably
Kenny Rogers started out as a psychedelic rock star.
Did he?
Yep. And
then he got the hair and it changed his life.
No, he did a, I forget what the first song was, and people were like, dude, if you go country, like, you're going to be bigger than this psychedelic rock.
And that's true.
He brings Don Henley to Los Angeles. Don meets Glenn. They play in Linda Ronstadt's band.
Ron Stant.
And then they start their own
And
Eagles.
Then they went to that hotel in California.
Yep.
Not the one in Spartanburg. California Avenue. I'll be dad blame, Paige. What do you say for Seeger? He's
probably.
He's on, we've almost lost him humpteen times.
73?
77.
It's a big one for Bob.
80
years old today.
Damn, we're way off.
Happy heavenly birthday to someone Matt met but didn't have a great time with.
Willie Mays?
Yes, sir. Would have been 94 years old today.
Say hey, kid. You know what? I've heard if I'd met him as a young kid or a youngster, he would have been the same damn way. Just seemed to not be a very nice person.
Also.
In general.
Happy heavenly birthday to Reuben the Hurricane Carter.
Ah, former guest of the show.
Would have been 88 years old.
Damn.
Wow.
Denzel played him in a movie called The Hurricane.
The Hurricane.
Yeah. When did he pass?
He passed away in 2014.
Yes. Yes. He was legit on the show because I remember he was something about, we were getting him to cut. Back then, we would pre-tape interviews because we had to. And we'd get him, hey, after we're done, will you cut a promo for us saying, hi, this is Reuben Carter, the Hurricane. You're listening to the Rise Guys. And he was writing it down, but he was spelling out every word he said. And he spelled out his name. R-U-B-I-N. I'm like, are you sure you're spelling your name right?
One person who couldn't grasp the concept was Frank Lucas.
Oh, my God.
American Gangster.
Seriously, I don't know what money I would offer for that, but if that we had that B-roll of him, it was gold. Because you're trying to communicate to this guy.
You want me to do what?
You want me to do a, what's a promo? I get paid, yeah.
Pretty much.
God, that was gold.
It's a hell of an interview.
I'd love to have the Bergeron interview, too. That's something you could get again, but... And,
God, man. I just want to walk up to somebody and start talking to them today.
You know what? Let's go do our man on the street thing.
Let's go to the guys next door, the race forklifts out back in the morning.
Oh, we can't do man on the street today. We're doing men in the living room today.
So I like that.
We'll do man on the street tomorrow. Today's men in the living room.
I got a pod called Swing by the Couch, where I never get up. And all the guests have to do all the walking.
Oh, I thought you meant you were a swinger bisexual. Listen.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
I must have been holding up a mirror over here.
You are.
What's going on?
Your mama. I'm just kidding. I pull back on that.
I can't come back at you.
I know. And really, like.
What? I mean, you
played. Since my mother and Paige's mother's gone, maybe we could get your mom on for Mother's Day show.
That'd be fun.
Oh, man. Let's see if we can work on that.
But if you're comfortable with it. If you're comfortable. I think you will look back and be glad that you did. And plus, that mom role is available on the show.
Yes. Open to auditions.
That's how I have fun with it. Tomorrow, Best Damn Audio. That's always a good time. And I'm still trying to figure out which three I want to roll with. Fat Boy, you got anything you want to entertain or promotionally to say now?
I got the most entertaining, youngest car salesman you've ever seen.
Youngest and most entertaining car salesman you've ever seen.
If you don't buy a car from this kid, you're not going to buy a car from anybody.
You probably pay too much.
Yeah.
All right.
He's going to hook you.
If you want to, in fact, I suggest you go back and listen to today's podcast. Any of the previous ones, you can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Not while you're driving. Uh-oh. And text messages apply or whatever. ask for permission. On the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Google, Spotify, all of them, go get it. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands, and God bless America. It is good.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Jesus is a biscuit. Won't let him sock you up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.